again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 255 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, two men who grew up together, rode the same bicycle together, and in later years would become the two most dynamic leaders of the black community here, James Pilgrim and Sam Mills. I first worked with James Pilgrim on Sunday afternoons back in 1947. His firm, Pilgrim Funeral Home, sponsored a live music program featuring spiritual songs, and it was emceed by James himself. I was always impressed by his soft, pleasing voice, but the slogan he used for his business is as fresh in my mind today as the first time I heard James Pilgrim say, "It is better to know us and not need us than it is to need us and not know us." Pilgrim graduated from Stevens Lee High School in Asheville. It was much bigger than the local 6th Avenue School in Hendersonville. And after working with Thomas Shepherd Funeral Home through the late 30s, he decided to open his own firm. He would serve the black community in 1941. He and his wife, Eva Robinson Pilgrim, were active within his community. In the Star of Bethel Church, the Mud Creek Baptist Association, he was given the signal honor of National Mortician of the Year by the National Funeral Directors and Morticians Association. I remember when Mrs. Pilgrim died, I decided to get to the Star of Bethel Church early to be sure and get a seat in the church. When I tried to turn into Whitted Street, I found the street in front of the church not only blocked, but jammed with people standing. I would estimate at least 1,000 people, black and white, stood outside the church to hear the services over a PA system. Sam Mills, on the other hand, grew up working as a shoemaker at English Brothers Shoe Shop on 4th Avenue across from the old post office. It was only the wealthy back then that could wear a pair of shoes till the soles got thin and then throw them away. Virtually everybody half-soled and re-heeled shoes until the uppers finally gave way. And Sam Mills was not only a master craftsman. In the many, many times our paths would cross, I noted he always had time for a smile as his greeting, and he virtually ran the place. Sam was born to Alex and Bertha Mills, but he was raised by his grandparents, Jesse and Carolina Wheeler Mills. He not only graduated from the 6th Avenue Black High School, he attended Harvest and Agricultural School in Irmo, South Carolina. When there were rumors in the community that the English family, Paul and his wife Alice, had reached their senior years and were on the verge of selling the shoe store, I said to Sam one day, "Why don't you raise the money and buy them out? There are loads of people who'd be willing to loan you the money or buy stock in your business." And still, with a smile on his face, Sam said, "I'm not quite sure Hendersonville's ready for a black to own and operate a business in the downtown area." How wrong Sam was. He ran for city council in the 70s. His childhood friend, James Pilgrim, served as his campaign manager. Sam Mills was not only the top vote-getter in 1977 and again in 1989. The council named him as vice mayor, mayor pro tem, an office he held until ill health forced him to resign in May of 1993. As a city councilman, Mills was called on repeatedly to serve on regional groups such as Land of Sky Regional Council. Locally, Sam was involved in virtually everything. Board of Directors of the Y, first black Boy Scout leader in the county, served on the North Carolina Black Leadership Council, was a member of the National Association of Colored People. He was on the A and B Committee of the United Way, an active member of the St. Paul Tabernacle AME Zion Church since 1922. Those testy times when Hendersonville and all the other communities around the nation were trying to feel their way forward to total integration, both James Pilgrim and Sam Mills always were there to calm the waters. Don Michaelove, who was mayor at the time of Sam's resignation, expressed it most clearly when he said Sam Mills was a peacekeeper, and he aided in the smooth transition of integration in the city schools. He was the calming oil on troubled waters. After James Pilgrim's death, John Marrable, principal and educator, began to take an intense interest in politics in the black community. And when Mills resigned from the council, Marrable petitioned for the council to quickly appoint another black to assure representation of the substantial segment of the voters. A black minister, Reverend C.E. Rowe, was appointed prior to the November election, but he was defeated by Diane Caldwell, a black from the Green Meadows area. James Pilgrim's son, Army Colonel James J. Sonny Pilgrim, has served as a dentist at Fort Bragg for a number of years, but each time he's tried to retire and return to run the family funeral business, the Army dangles all sorts of incentives to keep him on active duty for just a little bit longer. Sam and Mary Joyce Mills had no children of their own. They have a niece, Marietta Ward of Hendersonville. I'm not as active now in either the black or white community, but being the optimist that I am, I feel confident that among the young blacks now ready to move into adult leadership, we will have a future James Pilgrim, a Reverend George Weaver, a Sam Mills, a John Marrable, a Mary Mims, even a Bessie Horn. And I caution them, you'll have mighty big shoes to fill. Memories of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.